Good morning, everyone. Today's daf is daf Lamed Aleph in Avodah Zarah. We're continuing from yesterday's discussion. We started just a couple days ago the topic of Yayin Nesach and Stam Yeinam, and we will continue. The Gemara yesterday, in terms of Stam Yeinam, which is really going to be most of our discussion today, further more halachas regarding Stam Yeinam, the Gemara, and back to the Mishnah, back in Chavtes Amud Beis, introduced the idea that Stam Yeinam is prohibited. Not only is it prohibited, but Asur Ba'ana, you're not allowed to get benefit from Stam Yeinam. There are two reasons why Stam Yeinam is going to be Asur. Tosfos brings down both reasons. Number one, Chasnas, because intermarriage. Wine is a social means, the method of creating a social climate. And if we're allowed to drink wine of a non-Jew, so that'll lead to chasnus, that'll lead to intermarriage. The other reason the Tosfos brings down, which is really what the Gemara focuses on, is the idea of Yayin Nesach, it's wine libations. Right? The chasnus, we talked about this a little bit yesterday, chasnus wouldn't really result in an Isser Hanah. Right? If it's just chasnus, if it's just intermarriage, you just simply say don't drink it, but you can't get benefit from it. That's excessive and overly excessive. For chasnus alone, we wouldn't be oster behana, we wouldn't have prohibited to get benefit from it. But then you add a little bit of Yayin Nesach aspect to it, and because now you add a Yayin Nesach aspect to it, so now it's going to be oster behana. It's going to be, you can't even get benefit from it. Talk a little bit more about that later on this morning, meaning what if we can make the argument that nowadays only one of the reasons applies, the reasons of chasnus and not the reason of Yayin Nesach. Okay, we'll come back to that later on this morning. That is the introduction to Stam Yeinam. Yesterday, the Gemara then also went on to discuss this halacha of Yayin Galui and Mayim Galui, and revealed wine, revealed water. Back then they had snake problems, big snake problems. Snakes went into the wine, snakes went into the water, drank the wine, drank the water, and while doing so, left a little bit of venom. And obviously this is Sakana, and Sakanta Chamur Misura. Sakana is even, we're more worried about Sakana than we are of Isser, right? It's a real health concern. So the Gemara spent a lot of time yesterday discussing issues of Gilui. In our continuation of the Gemara today, we're going to continue discussing Gilui. Laman Amud Beis, which we've yet to do, we're going to do today. That is more about Gilui. And then we're going to come back and discuss more halachas about Stam Yeinam. We're in the bottom of Lamed Amud Aleph with the very last line. Correct? Amar Rava. Okay, Gemara starts off. Amar Rava haichamar da'akir matasi yami yeshba mishum gilui. O mishum Yayin Nesach. If you have wine that starts to sour, that starts to vinegar, but it didn't become vinegar yet. Okay, again, I don't know enough about the wine to vinegar conversion, when exactly that happens. I can't explain well. Right, and the Mishnah says that once it starts souring, so for the next 3 days you're going to be good. Sorry, you're not going to be good. Sorry, yesh bo mishum gilui mishum Yayin Nesach. So there's going to be an issue of gilui, and it's still going to be an issue of Yayin Nesach. You can't. It's wine. Snakes are going to be attracted to it. There's still Yayin Nesach issues. Mikam ve'elachem bo mishum gilui ve'em bo mishum Yayin Nesach. However, from that point forward, and again, we're talking about where it's owned by a Jew. Remember, with the Gemara yesterday was very clear. If it was owned by a guy and it was wine and it turned into vinegar while in the possession of the guy, it's still Stam Yeinam. The Isser didn't go away. But if you're owning it and it turns to vinegar under your rishus, so now it's vinegar and that's fine. They don't use it for libation. Vinegar, apparently, there's no issue of chasnus by vinegar. So fine. So ein ba mishum gilui ve ein ba mishum Yayin Nesach. Una dai amri afilu abasa tasi yom ha-chayshin mishum gilui. Nahar dai is more machmir when it comes to gilui. Even after 3 days, the yeshiva of Nahar dai says, no, don't expose it. Don't leave it exposed, unguarded. My time is in the mikre shasta because, look, snakes will come and, you know, for lack of anything else, they'll drink a little bit of vinegar. Tanu Rabban Yain Toseis Ein Bo Mishum Gilui. Yain Toseis, the very beginning of the fermentation process. Rashi Yain Chadosh Migiso Achu Machmitzius Yain Karilei Toseis. This stage of Tesisa is a stage where, just fresh, right when you press it. So right after you press it, it's going to be fermenting. During the fermentation, the Gemara says, you're fine. You're fine in terms of gilui, in terms of exposure. The commentary says, so Gimel Yam, the Gemara says it's 3 days. Okay. And now the Gemara is going to segue into other foods. Hashachlayim, ain't by Mishum Giloy. Shachlayim, cress, I'm not sure what cress is. It's some vegetable, right? Rashi's very clear, cressin. Right? And by the way, Rashi points out over here, a little bit of wine or water is mixed in with it. Okay, so it's got some liquid that would usually entice a snake to come. However, the cress apparently is a deterrent to the snake. Okay, I follow the Gemara on these things. You know what I mean? Gemara says it. I just nod my head. Yes. Shachlaim in by Mishum Gilu, Bnei Gola, Nago Bam Isser. However, the Bnei Gola, people out in the diaspora, the Bnei Gola, usually a reference to Pumpadisa. So Nago Bam Isser, they said, no, we're going to be Machmir. Velo Amaran, Eladeis Buchala. The Gemara points out that's only if there's no vinegar. Avalis Buchala, Migra Behu. However, vinegar, the Gemara says, Migra Behu. It counteracts Rashi Achomets Mitgarev and Nilcham Bechikan Shal Nechashim Ein Shosim Bo Mimena. Once it has vinegar in it, snakes generally speaking stay away. Kusa Chabavli. The Gemara talks about Kusa Chabavli all the time. Some dip that they made back in the good old days. Its ingredients were, says Rashi, Yavu Beifusha Pas Venisu Vidachava, breadcrumbs. Curdled milk. It doesn't sound that exciting, but back in the time of the Gemara, was very popular. So kusa chabavli ema mishum gilu v'negola nagubo iser. Again, snakes in general are not lured by it, but in the Bnei Gola, they're machmir, and they do not expose it unguarded. And if they did, they wouldn't eat it. Amar Rav Menashe yispe nikuri chayshina. If you see little teeth mark in the kusa chabavli, so then I would start to worry. Amar Rav Chiya Barashi, Amar Shmuel mi may tif tif ein bo mishum gilui, dripping wine. Again, these are just certain behaviors that for them was obvious. The snake exhibited, did not exhibit dripping wine. The sound is a deterrent to snakes. That dripping, drip, 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 it's torturous to snakes. And the Gemara says that once you have a constant drip, so snakes will not come and touch it. Amar Ravashi v'udavit tif lahadei tif tif. It has to be a steady dripping that will deter snakes from going. Amar Rav Chiya Barashi, Amar Shmuel pita'ena ein mishum gilui. Figs, an open fig. You don't have to worry about gilui. Snakes are not attracted to a fig. Kemanki aitana detanya Rabbi Lazar Amar ochel adam anavim v'teinim b'layla v'ena choshesh. Person can eat grapes and figs at night and he doesn't need to worry. It's fine. Mishum shenemar shomer pesleim Hashem, because the pasuk says Hakadosh Baruch Hu watches over fools, meaning that there are certain types of foolish behavior which is acceptable, which is okay. Meaning, yes, there's a chance that a snake will come and you can't see it, so you don't know. It's a chance that a snake will come and bite into the grape and bite into the fig, but this is the kind of foolish behavior which is acceptable. Shomer pesleim Hashem, Hakadosh Baruch Hu watches over fools. It's funny, and it's true. The Aruch HaShulchan wonders out loud, how do we use toilet paper in the bathroom? You know, the Gemara in Chulin says that you're not allowed to wipe yourself with something flammable, right? In the good old days, which I now you're going to question how good it was, right? In the good old days, they wiped themselves with stones. And the Aruch HaShulchan says that nowadays we all use toilet paper, and it's keneged the Gemara. It's absolutely against the Gemara. Gemara says you shouldn't, and the Aruch HaShulchan says Shomer Pesayim Hashem. Same thing. It's foolish behavior. The Gemara says not to, but he says that also under the umbrella of it's acceptable foolish behavior. Amar Safa Mishum Rav Yeshua Deram Shloshim Minei Eres Hain. Okay, now we talked about snake behavior. Now we get to talk about the actual venom themselves. So the Gemara is going to do its study on different types of venom. Three types of venom the Gemara categorizes. Shal bachar, shal keh, shal beinino mefafeh, v'shal zakein, saf. So as the snake progresses in age, its venom becomes less dense. So that means that the bachor, that the young snake, its venom goes right to the bottom. The middle-aged snake, I did not think I would say those words ever. Middle-aged snake, its venom is somewhere in the middle. And the older snake, the elder snake, saf. It floats on the top of the liquid. So lamemer the kama the kashish kachush chela. The Gemara says, what does that mean? As the snake gets older, its venom gets weaker. Va'atayin shlosha kozman shemaskinam gevura mitosefis bahen. The Gemara points out that there are three creatures in this on this earth that, as they get older, they get stronger, which is clearly not the norm. The norm is that age, with age comes a weakening, a physical weakening. But the Gemara says there are three creatures where with age comes further additional strength, and they are Elohein, Dag, Nachash, Vechazir. So there is your fish, your snake, and your pig. So these are three animals, says the Gemara, where as they get larger, get older, they get stronger. Okay? So the Gemara says very simply, Korach Hesufehu, Tekamosif, Zihiri Kalish. Fine, no contradiction. The snake itself gets bigger and stronger, and it never weakens. The physical, the muscular structure of the snake only gets larger, but the venom, that gets weaker. So the Gemara now wants to know, now that we know this, so halachically, where do we go with this? D'tanya, chavish nizgal afal pi sheshas mimenu tisha, v'lameitha lo yishta mimenu asiri. Right? Let's say you have a barrel of wine, and it was nizgala, and it was revealed. And one person drinks from it, and a second person drinks from it, and nine people drink from it. And you're thinking to yourself, okay, we're good. We're good.
Yeah.
And the Gemara says, no, you're not. Because now you learn that the venom of a young snake drops to the bottom. So the venom may still be there. And the first nine received the good graces of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that they missed it. But you, if you continue to drink it, you may get the venom. So Ma'isa Haya Shashasa Mimena Tisha Vlamesa Vishasa Sirus Amazing. The Gemara says Ma'isa Shahaya. Yes, that actually happened. Amrav Yirmiya Zeu Shokea.
So the only difference is that if you see the snake, if you don't see the snake, then you don't know how old the snake was. If you're all young,
no, the Gemara is right.
You can never drink.
No, correct.
So what's the difference?
The difference is this case. The only difference is the case the Gemara just pointed out, meaning that if you see other people drink it and they're fine.
Don't assume that.
Right, that's all. But you're right, though. In other words, we don't know what kind of venom was inserted. Right. It just brings about this additional concern. I'm Rav Yirmiya Zeu Shokea. V'chein avatich shenizgalta af apisha achlo mimenu tisha b'nei adam v'lo meisa lo yichol mimenu asiri. Gemara says the same thing by watermelon. Snake inserts venom into watermelon. And I don't know if they had watermelon back then, but nowadays avatiach is watermelon. So mimenu asiri ma'isa hayav achol mimenu tisha v'lo meisu v'achol asiris v'meis. And the Gemara says again, same thing. I'm a Rebbe. Zeu shokea. What happened was that the venom went down to the bottom of the watermelon, and that's why the others were fine, and this guy who ate it, he died. Gilui. All right, that was Gemara spent a lot of time on Gilui. Clearly, it was a very serious problem back then. The Gemara is addressing this to the length that it's addressing it. Nowadays, we don't worry about Gilui, right? It's not on our radar. We don't have snakes, and even if we do, the snakes putting venom into food when we're not looking, this doesn't happen. So, right. If this falls under the category of sakana, you're like, you understand. In other words, it was a sakana, it no longer presents a sakana, and it's fine. Meaning, this is not a gzeira de rabban, and this is not a rabbinic decree. Had it been a rabbinic decree, even though the reason may no longer apply, but... Okay. Tan rabbanan. Ma'am shen ezgala harizah lo yishpachem b'rshos rabbim. Now, if you do have water which was exposed, so now you have a serious concern that there's venom in the water. So... good, you can't drink it, obviously. But you can't also present it as a threat and a danger to others. You cannot endanger other people with this water. So, lo yishpachem b'rishos rabim, don't pour it out into the public. Right, back in the good old days, they used to have water running through the streets, right, a little canal set up. And the rishos rabim, and years ago, I went to Yericho. They had that system in Yericho. Years ago, but and the water went through goes to the public street, and you can't do that because others may go down and drink it, and you are going to be endangering others. V'lo yarbis b'emes habayis, don't sweep the floor with the water. In the good old days, their floors were dirt, and the way they used to sweep was sprinkle water on the ground, and that way it would make it so that when you sweep, right, the dust will stay down. And the Gemara says, don't do that in your house, because again, you are just contaminating your house with venom. Don't make mortar with it. Don't give it to your animals to drink. Don't wash your face with it, obviously. Acherim are a little more lenient on the washing part, which is strange. It's like, I couldn't imagine that there would be any room to be mako. But the acherim, the position of acherim is, if it's a smooth area of your skin, a place where there are no cracks and crevices, so then yeah, it's fine, because you'll wash and the water will just come right off.
Right. What was the problem with the tit? Why can't you make water for it?
Because your hand, blood with your hand. So they should be the same thing.
Yeah, okay.
Only when you have an opening in your hand, no?
I accept that Rashi doesn't give me a reason, so I...
No, tell me where the hand on it. But I'm saying that they should have said only when there's an indentation in it.
Okay.
If not...
Assuming you're right, I mean, does he say that?
It says...
Does he give a...
hands and feet, all which contain places which...
No, going back, though, to the putting, making mortar.
Yeah.
Oh,
wait a minute.
It says the hands. Yeah.
Oh,
it's enter through the hands.
Okay.
Okay.
Fine. Okay.
You have a cut in your hands.
Malcolm sheishir to us or ain't sheir to mutter. Now acherim hainu tanakama. The Gemara says now acherim seems to be like tanakama. Ikabeinau gava yad vegava regel. The rumne daape. So the Gemara says no. There's actually going to be a subtle difference between the. Between the Tanakama and Acherim. The Tanakama says you're not allowed to wash your hands, your feet, your face, and the Acherim say no. If it's a smooth part, so then you could do it. If there are no cracks or crevices, like the back of your hand, that would be fine, according to Acherim, and the Tanakama would say no. So the Gemara says, Kitanya Ilushunra. Again, just interesting information, which Lamaisa, I don't know how it would affect us, but cats, for whatever reason, are impervious to the venom of the snake, resulting in the fact that if you want to give this water and feed it to your cat, you may do so. The Gemara says, well, then why should there be a difference between your cat and someone else's cat? If you can give the water to your cat, you can give the water to someone else's cat. And meanwhile, the way we're explaining the Braisa, it's only your cat that you're allowed to do. So the Gemara says, well, it weakens. It's not going to kill the cat, but it will weaken the cat. The Gemara says, well, won't it weaken your cat as well? Hadabari. Your cat's going to get better. Dechavinami hadabari. Gemara says, okay, your friend's cat's also going to get better. Zimrin debay lezvuneng or mafse lemine. The difference is like this. With your own cat, you want to give it the water, the venom water. It'll get weak, it'll get better. It's your choice. It's your prerogative. You could do that. With your friend, however, you're going to weaken your friend's cat. Now, it will get better, but at that point in time, he may decide, you know, I can't stand the cat anymore. I want to sell it. And you are potentially causing a loss to your friend in his inability to sell the cat at that moment of weakness.
Was it common for people to
have cats? I don't know. In Israel nowadays, yeah, they got cat issues. Okay, that ends the discussion of Gilui. We are done for today with Gilui. Okay. And now we come back today to the issue of Stam Yenam. Tanu, I'm sorry, Amar Ravasi, Amar Rav Yochanan Mishum Rav Yehuda Ben Besir. We're in the bottom of Lamed Amud Beis, Shlosha Yenos Hain. We're going to put Yayin into three categories. Number one, Yayin Esach, the real thing. Where your Ovid Avodah Zarah took wine and used it as libation for his Avodah Zarah. Okay, that's right. That's, you know, the number one wine. Aser b'mehana. So number one, it's prohibited. You're not allowed to get benefit from it. Okay, it's a avodah zarah.
You're talking not about the wine that was poured. Let's say if you pour it from a jug or whatever. That jug that's left is also b'mehana, or is it what he poured? I mean, I can imagine it would be that.
I'm not sure. Aser b'mehana. Umetame tumachamura b'chazayis. And now we'll go even one step further. It's a source of tumah. And not only is it a source of tumah, says Rashi, tumah hamura, masa ve'ohel kemes. It's tumas ohel, right? It's that wine that was used for libation. You're under the roof, the same roof as that wine, a kazayis of it, right? That's the that's what the Gemara says. But you're under the roof, and you have now just become tame through tumas ohel. Tumas ohel, I mean, that's for a dead body. That's for a mitzvah. I mean, it's amazing now that you have this wine, and this wine is tumas ohel. On a daraisa level, is this only derabanan? So later on, we'll get a better picture of the tumah. The tumah we're going to be discussing tomorrow's daf. Okay. Two. Top now of the next page. Stam yenam asa barna. Stam yenam. Stam yenam is asa barna. That's what we learned in our Mishnah, right? And this is a gzeira. Right? Even though they didn't use it for libation, but it's in their possession, and the rabbis made a gzeira, and that gzeira, again, according to Tosfos, really was designed for chasnus, but on top of that, they also gave it all the chumras of Yai Nesach. Consequently, it's asur behana. Okay? Omitami tumas mashkin berevias, and also, it gives off tumas mashkin berevias, not the same level as tuma as Yai Nesach, but tuma nevertheless. Okay. And finally, number three, Hamafki Geno Eitzol Vekochavim Aster Bashia Umut Bahana. What if you deposit wine by a non-Jew? It's your wine, right? It's not their wine. It's your wine. You deposit it by a non-Jew, so when you take the wine back, you can't drink it, but you can get hana from
it. If it's mevushal.
If it's mevushal, it's fine. Mevushal, it's not subject to stop. Even if it's mevushal, even if they handle it, it's fine. Right. Here, you just deposit it by a non-Jew. Okay? So we're going to spend first and foremost today a little bit on this idea of depositing. Right? It's your wine. All you did is just, you know, your storage. You just asked them, please hold this wine for me. Don't actually physically touch it. Right? Hold the wine for me. So the Gemara's position right now is that when you take it back, you can't drink it. Which, if you knew that going in, clearly wouldn't ask to deposit it by them, but that's the consequence. Vatanan. The Gemara says, I'll tell you what, I'm a little bit confused because there is a Mishnah in Demai, and the Mishnah says, Amav kipirosav etzov v'kochavim, harein kipirosav shal v'kocham, l'shvias olamayser. If you deposit fruit by a non-Jew, you have to worry with the idea that he's going to swap it with his own. Okay, that's what the Mishnah in Demai says. Therefore, consequently, when you take it back from him, you're going to have to take off trumas. If it's a Shemitah year, you're going to have to treat it like Shemitah. Okay, there are a lot of issues in that Mishnah in Demai, which we're not going to discuss right now. Issues of, what do you mean, if he uses his fruit is chayav and trumas and maestros, right? And, okay, there's a number of things to discuss over there, but right now, we're just going to focus on the one aspect that the Gemara wants to focus on, which is, we're worried that he's going to swap. That he's going to take his own fruit and replace your fruit with his fruit. Right? For whatever reason. So, kigon, sheyichelo keren zavis. So the Gemara says, okay, we're talking about a case where there was a yichud keren zavis, where you got a corner of his house. And Rashi adds to that, umasa lo mafteach o asach chosam. Not just that you got a corner of his house, but it was locked. In other words, it was in his house, but you had a key, apparently an exclusive key, in order to access it. So, the Gemara says that if that's the case, then I don't get it. In other words, so good, it was in his property, but you had it sealed. So the Gemara says, and so therefore, when you get it back, you should be able to drink it. Rav Yochanan Nikla Leparod. Rav Yochanan went to the town of Parod. Amar Klum Yesh Mishnah. Mishnah's Bar Kaparon. Rav Yochanan says, who could tell me something about what Bar Kapara says? So Tanlei Rabbi Tanchun Demin Parod Hamavkin Yeno Etzel Ave Kochavim Motu B'Shtiyo. So he says that if you deposit wine by a non-Jew, you could drink it. And Rav Yochanan hears this halacha from in the name of Bar Kapara Kari Alei Makom She Yipol Eish Sham Yehu. Where the tree falls, that's where the tree is. Sham Yehu Sakadatcha Ela Sham Yehu Peirosav. Meaning that even though the tree fell, the fruit are still there. And his point is that even though Bar Kapara is no longer alive, if you go to the place of Bar Kapara, you will still hear halachas of bar kapara. Okay. So I'm Rabbi Zera. So here's where we're at right now. Okay? We have a Mishnah and a teaching. We have a Mishnah in Demai that says we're worried. We're worried about swapping. We have a teaching of bar kapara that says that if you deposit it, it's fine. Lo kasha. Ha Rabbi Loza, ha Rabbanan. The Gemara says this is subject to machlokas tanaim. Detan yachad olkech veyachad asocher beis chatzero shalo v'kochavam alu yamu mafteach ochosam yad Yisrael. Rabbi Loza matv v'chachamim osrim. So if you're holding a key or it's sealed, so Rabbi Loza says it's mutter and the chachamim say it's aser. Okay. I'm Rabbi Chia Bered.
You know, you can recognize your wine and, you know.
Okay, so hold on 1 second because we're going to discuss much more of this. Amr Rabbi Chia Bered, the Rabbi Chia Bar Nachmeni, Amr Rav Chista, Amr Rav, Amr Ila, Amr Rav Chista, Amr Ziiri, Amr Ila, Amr Rav Chista, Amr Li Abba, Bar Chama, Bar Amr Ziiri, Halacha, Karebi Eliezer. This is not normal, meaning this is, in terms of the Gemara, this is somewhat of an anomaly, but we paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. Okay.
Isn't it a Shemur?
I said it's an anomaly. This is not the common occurrence. Okay, where we are at in the Gemara, just so now that let's take stock of what just happened. The Gemara now is saying that if you take your wine, it's your wine, and you deposit it by a non-Jew, so in other words, it's in his possession, as long as it has one seal, or you have the key, it's locked and you have the key, so the Gemara is saying that that's fine. That's okay. Tosos over here says, I am thoroughly confused. Look at the second Tosos on the page. Amarav halach karev lazer shemati yayim b'chosam echad. Ula kamen perek beiz nami amrinan ha'ina kaimalan karev lazer delo chayish leziyufa. And the Gemara later on, in the Masechta, right, samach tesam and beiz, I was going to say the same thing, echo the same sentiment that we just did in our Gemara here on Daf Lamed Aleph, and that is, one seal is sufficient. V'yesh lahakshos derav adarav. And now Tosos says, wait a second. Daham arav lakam and chavitz b'chosam echad asur simon chalav basur yayin tcheles. We're going to learn about a week from now that certain things need a double seal. One seal is not enough. V'od kasha derav ashi amar la'el gabi chometz v'yayin mevushal in tzara chosam b'so chosam. On top of that, we learned earlier, just 2 days ago, that when it comes to cooked wine, you don't need the double seal. Mashma hayayin gamar tzara chosam b'so chosam. That means in general, for wine, you need a double seal. V'chein rava d'shaka v'tar l'kamen b'sam ha'chechid amin chosam b'so chosam. Mashma d'sfirle d'lo sagi b'chosam echad. And we're going to see in just a moment, in the Gemara right here on our daf, Rav is talking about how do you make a double seal? What exactly is the parameters of a double seal? So the Gemara speaks halacha, in terms of halacha, about a double seal. The kula sugi d'shmaisa mari b'chosam b'so chosam. In fact, the entire sugi is chosam b'so chosam. So Tosa says, right, it's a very obvious question. From the general discussion of the Gemara, and from various statements throughout the staff, it seems that when you have wine entrusted to a non-Jew, it's your wine, but it was entrusted to a non-Jew, you need a double seal. And meanwhile, the Gemara just concluded that according to Rabbi Eliezer, one seal is sufficient. And Tosus says, so now I'm confused. So Tosus over here, and here's now where we're going to, I'm just going to give highlights. Tosus over here is going to give two basic approaches to respond to this question. One seal or a double seal? So first we go over the answer of Rabbeinu Tam. V'hayim ataras Rabbeinu Tam, da'hu derav delakam and mari b'yisroch chashud. V'gara me'ove kochavim min meshu'u batuach she'ya'amnuhu v'lo mirsas kolkach. Says Rabbeinu Tam. Right, sometimes our worst enemies are ourselves, right? And in this limited application of that idea, so Rabbeinu Tam says that if you give it to a non-Jew, one seal is sufficient. If you give it to a Jew who's suspected of, I'm not sure what Rabbeinu Tam is worried about. He's suspected of nisuch or just swapping out, whatever the case is. If it is a Yisrael chashud, you need a double seal. And the reason why is because by the Yisrael Chashud, look, his argument, his mindset is, I'm Jewish, they trust me, I'll do whatever I want. Okay, and that's why you need a double seal. This is Rabbeinu Tam's explanation. Now, Tosa says, I'm sorry, let me just read a little bit more. V'chein ayid Rav Ashi d'lal nafkamin l'ing Yisrael chashud v'chein Rav v'mefarish chosam b'sor chosam alibad d'rabban v'afil alibad d'hilchza ika nafkusa kigon Yisrael chashud v'ayid Rav v'ravuna chatach le'la bisra atilsa karnasa kish mishalcha b'yarovi kacham l'hachisagi b'chosam echad. Okay, Tosa does point out that there is support for this answer. V'kashik sas. But listen to this. This is great. Just a great line in Tosos. The Kasha Ketzas Perush Rabbein Atam, the Nevuah he lahamid kol eila halachas b'Yisrael Chashon. Is Rabbein Atam a Navi? How did Rabbein Atam know that all of our Gemaras that require the double seal is talking about Yisrael Chashon? And our daf today, not one reference of Yisrael Chashon. So for Rabbein Atam to say that, it's going to need a little bit of Nevuah. And Tosos says, I don't think Rabbein Atam's a Navi. Okay, right. The Rishonim spoke sharply about one to one another. That was a style back then. Okay, that's approach number one. Approach number two in Tosfos. Drop down in Tosfos to 1, 2, 3, 4 lines before the lines become wide. The Yesh lechalg ben shalech lechavero ve'enu chozer v'ro chos malakiro. The az sarich chosam b'sor chosam the lo mirsa shesaver ha'acher lo yakir chosam aval hecha sheminich b'yarovet kochavim v'asil leros chosmo lahakir die b'chosam achar. Tosis gives a second approach, which is very mistaber. It's very logical. If I'm sending it elsewhere, I need a double seal because I'm never going to see it again. And the only thing now which will allow him to use it is the security to know that this was sealed and the seal wasn't tampered with. There you need a double seal. Because if all you have is just one seal, so the non-Jew will say, one seal, he's not going to recognize, you know, that one seal. I'll manipulate, right? But if you're depositing it by a non-Jew, and you yourself are going to come back, one seal sufficient, because you yourself certainly recognize your own seal, and so therefore, if you're going to come back, you're going to know that your one seal was tampered with.
If you're going to send it away, and you're worried that the goy is going to tamper with one seal, so if you go with double seal, why couldn't he make a double seal or three seals or 15 seals? Because the receiver doesn't know how many seals and what they look like originally.
All right, apparently. I mean, I don't know how to intelligently answer, but apparently two seals was sufficient. Okay.
You're under the impression that according to most answers and tells us we can buy wine from non-Jews. We buy our wine off of non-Jews.
Right, but with a double seal.
The first answer tells us also you think it would
the first Rabbeinu Tam would say that one seal would be enough.
Even if it was not only deposited by a non-Jew, but the non-Jew owned it.
Correct. As long as, right, again, we're all talking about where it was manufactured by a Jew. But yeah, according to Rabbeinu Tam, one seal would be enough. Right. Double seal. Back to the Gemara. Amar Rebbe Lazar, kol mishtamer bechosam echad chutz minayin she mishtamer bechosam echad. Rav Elazar says everything can be guarded with one seal, except for wine. Wine needs a double seal. Rav Yochanan amar afilu yayin mishtamer bechosam echad, and Rav Yochanan says no. Even wine could be guarded with one seal. Below pligi, hakar Rav Elazar, hakar Rabban. The Gemara points out that there is no machlokus. It's funny, not that there is no machlokus, but there's a way to explain each position. One's going like Rav Elazar, and the other one's going like the Rabban. Igida Amre, Amre Avalaza, Komishtamre, Bechosam, Besochosam. Everything needs a double seal. Chutzmanayan, Shemishamre, Bechosam, Besochosam. Whereas wine, even a double seal won't work. Rabbi Yochanan, Rafiliyan, Mishamre, Bechosam, Besochosam. And Rabbi Yochanan says, no, wine would work with a double seal. Vitarvayu Karabanan, and both are going like the Chachamim. Marsav, Kipligi, Rabbanan, Led, Ravalaza, Bechosam, Echad. Abba, Bechosam, Besochosam, Sharu. Right? Rav Elazar requires one seal. The question is, the Chachamim who disagree with Rav Elazar, is two enough? So one says, yeah, two is enough. And the other one says, no, even Chosam is not going to be good. Hechi dami chosam b'sol chosam. Here the Gemara now would like to give examples. The Gemara is going to give four examples of what exactly is chosam b'sol chosam. Now here, picture is worth a thousand words. I'll try to describe it. I don't even understand it fully myself. A lot of these descriptions of the Gemara. Number one, agana depusa chavisa shrika v'chasima havichosam b'sol chosam v'ilolo. A pot is placed over the barrel. Shrika v'chasima, a clay seal seals the lid over the pot, that over the barrel, that's chosam b'sol chosam. Meaning the closed barrel is already one chosam. It's closed. And then you're putting a sealed basket on top of it. In other words, and you put some sort of pitch, some sort of adhesive in order so it stays on. That's a chosam b'sol chosam. That's example number one. Example number two, dikula mehadek. Let's say you have a basket that's tight fitting on top. So in other words, no adhesion, just a tight fitting basket on top. That is havichosam b'sol chosam lo mehadek. But if it's not tight fitting, lo havichosam b'sol chosam. It's not. Example number three.
The second.
In other words, the fact that it's closed, it's a closed barrel. That's already one chasima.
And then what's the second?
And the tight fitting basket that you threw on top, the cap. The cap on top is the second chosim. Three. Node bidiska chasimas piv. Here we're talking now about flasks. We're not talking about a hard wooden barrel. We're talking about flasks. Maybe made out of leather, whatever, it's a pouch. If you tie the one inside, right, tie it, knot it, okay, turn it upside down, put it in another sack, and tie this one on the top, that's chosam b'sol chosam. Piv lamala lo havi chosam b'sol chosam. But if you would put one inside the other, and then you tie the two of them together, you make a single tie of the two things, that's not chosam b'sol chosam. Okay. And finally, number four, chichayev pume legav, v'tzai v'chosam havi chosam b'sol chosam. This is the one I just visually have the most difficulty with. Chayev pume legav, I'm not sure. You put the mouth inside, you tie it, I think we're talking about the inner one, and v'chosam havi chosam b'sol chosam.
Soft thing that you
mean invert,
like
you invert a barrel.
Back in, invert it back in.
You invert a barrel, put it in top down.
Top down.
And then you seal the top, it's still sealed.
Okay. Okay. Tana Rabbanan, let's continue. Tana Rabbanan, Bishana, you are Mimian Shal Enkushi, Asum Nimne, Birat, Srika. Two towns that are next to one another. One town is Enkushi, and the other one is Ayin Srika. Enkushi, says Rashi, Makom Kusim. Kusim lived there. So, and the town of Birat Srika is the town of Ove Kochavim. So, the issue over here, for the next couple lines of Gemara, are Kusim careful about this whole Stam Yenam, Yain Nesach? Again, when we get into the world of Kusim, some things they're careful about, some things they're not careful about. So, the Gemara over here has this discussion. Yain Shal Kushi Asa Mimnei Abir Srika Vishal Barkat Asa Mimnei Kfar Parshai Vishal Zegdor Asa Mimnei Kfar Shalayim. Every city suburb structure over here is the same issue. Chazon Lamar Chavios Pesuchos Asura Stumos Mutars. Then the later halacha came down that, well, it depends whether it's open or closed. The barrels of wine open or closed. The Gemara says, I need more explanation over here. Just not enough explanation. Mi'ikar my suffer, let's off my suffer. The Gemara explains like this. Mi'ikar suffer in kusi makbid, amaga ove kochavim loshna psuchos, veloshna stumos. First, we thought that the kusi behavior is such, they don't care. A guy touches the wine. A guy opens the barrel and touches the wine. Originally, we thought that the kusim just don't care at all. And consequently, that would mean any wine in the possession of a kusi is essentially stam yena. Ulevesov savakilo kapid apsuchos astumos makpid kapid. But then the Gemara says we further follow their behavior, and they saw that they only allowed the non-Jews to touch the open barrels, not the closed barrels. Or Remainu, the Gemara says, I'm going to challenge you. Hashaleh Chavis, Shal Yayim, Be'ad Kusvi, Shal Sivir, Shal Murius, Be'ad Ovei Kochavim, Imakir Chosmo, Vesasmo, Motor Imlav Aser. So, the Brice over here, right? This is a Brice? Yeah. The Brice over here says that if you have wine, and it was given in the hands of a Kusi, so if with a Chasima, so it's going to be fine. Amar Avzera, Lokash, Kambir, Kambiderech. So the Gemara tries to make a distinction between being in the city versus being traveling on the road. Maskifla Rav Zera. I'm sorry, Maskifla Rabbi Yirmiyah. Midi Anach Dir Lo Beder Chasu. I don't hear that distinction. Even the barrels that are in the city, eventually, they got here. How were they transported here? El Am Rav Yirmiyah Ben Agiso Shanina. We're talking about during the harvest season. Kevin to Kuli Am Afchei. Mis Afchei. Mirsus Amar Hashti Chazi Le Mafsidi Le. During the harvest, a lot of traffic, a lot of people going around. The kusim will not allow the guy to touch the wine during that harvest.
It's kind of bizarre with the kusim, because a few days ago we learned that you don't even allow the kuti to give mila because you may do idol worship intentionally, and you allow an idol worship to give birth mila as an expert. And it doesn't make sense here that you're saying that he's so machmir that he wouldn't allow an idol worshiper to touch
the... The kusim are funny people, and it's hard to give rhyme or reason.
It's contradictory. I know.
Okay. Next bit of Gemara from here, from where we are right now, Itmar, to about 7-8 lines from the bottom of the page, is going to bring up an interesting discussion. Now, I say it's interesting because we talk about gzeiras, gzeira de rabbanan. Right, rabbinic decrees. Now, we've been speaking about for the past couple of days this Stam Yenam, right, wine. Now, when do the rabbis make decrees? Right, it's a great question. In general, when did this happen? So, the general assumption is that most of these gzeiros took place during the period of Mishnayos, during the Second Temple period. How about a decree that came about after the time of the Mishnah? Do the Amoraim have the right to make a decree? Right? Right now, Rabbeinu Gershom did make a decree, right? To kind of, but right, and he made it right. He made it, and you know, for the Ash, right, and Takanas Rabbeinu Gershom. It's not even Xera. So look at this, right? We're going to talk now about beer. Itmar mimnei masu sheichashov de kochav, beer of a non-Jew, beer of a non-Jew. Now look at Tosfos right away, right? Tosfos is. Second toast is down on the page. It's a one-liner, but it's great. You will not hear a word from a Mishnah or Braisa about beer. Vishema bimeha amarayim asru, and Tosu says maybe it was during the period of the Amarayim. Okay, great. And I'm not sure if I can find for you, again, my knowledge is not encyclopedic, but I don't think I can find for you another Gzeira de Rabbanan that was established during the period of the Amoraim.
But if the Yain Nesach itself is a Gzeira, isn't this a Gzeira on top of a Gzeira?
No. This is its own separate Gzeira.
What is Sheikha?
Beer.
Beer.
So beer is awesome? Wait. We just got here. Let's see the Gemara first. I'm just saying, I'm framing the whole discussion that this is not in the Mishnah, and you're not going to see a Brisa talking about it, and Toso says this is Amorayim, and it's just interesting. I don't know where else we have this. Itmar mimnei mas. So the Gemara says two reasons. I'm Rav Yitzchak Mishim Chasna. So Rav Yitzchak says again, intermarriage seems to be a big theme throughout all these discussions. Yain Stam Yainam. Now Shechar later on Bishal Akum Chasna. It's intermarriage. So Rav Nachman Amar Mishim Gilui, and Rav Nachman says Gilui because you know they let their beer exposed. And venom of the snake, and we're coming back to the snakes.
There should be a thing with a stop.
Eagle, wait. Gemara. Focus on the Gemara right now. Igloi demai, ile megiloi dinaziasa. So ananami maglina. So the Gemara says, well, wait a second. It can't be exposure. We expose our beer. We're fine with that. We don't have any concerns. Ve'ela dechavisa ananami maglina. Barrels. We expose barrels as well. Lo tzricha basra demat sumaya. So the Gemara says, well, No. What they would do first is that they would prep the water, right? Before they would throw hops in, they would prep the water. And so that's just water. And water, as we know, exposed water is subject to gilui. Snakes go for that. So, Alamiata Yashin Tishtari, so the Gemara says, if that's true, so then Yashin should be okay. Right, Rashi tells us, Kol Davar Gilo Shehish O, Oso Ad Shenit Yashin Mutter De'in Menicho Erisho Nachas Liyashim Imhaya Besocho. The venom doesn't. It doesn't allow it to ferment.
What's old? The water.
The wine. No, I'm sorry, not the wine. Beer. This is a beer discussion. So hichmitz motor emanichol lehichmitz. So the Gemara says gzera yashen atuchadash. You're right. You're absolutely right. But this is a low plug, meaning the rabbis made gzera on beer. You're right. Sometimes gzera doesn't apply, but low plug. Okay. Now, we're going to find Amorayim having a beer. Rav Papa mafikin le la ababa de chanusa v'shase. Rav Papa, when he would have his beer, so he would not drink it inside the house, he would go outside the house and drink it. Now you realize right away, this is strange. We wouldn't say this by Stam Yenam. Right? Stam Yenam, which has been our main topic of discussions the past couple of days, you can't say, oh, don't worry, I'll just take it outside and I'll drink. That doesn't work. Right? But again, beer is a different type of gzeira. It's not. This is not a worship issue. This is a chasnas issue. Okay, but
so he goes outside by himself.
I understand that, but Bishul Akum, for example, we're not going to say, well, if the guy cooked it and you take it outside, it's okay. So it's like beer is just a, it's just its own.
It's like hanging around in bars.
Correct. So ma'afikin le'labava dechanus v'shase. Rav Acha ma'afil le'labeis v'shase. Rav Acha was a little frumer, so he wouldn't go outside and drink it. He would take it home and drink it. V'tarvay mishum chasnas. Clearly, the Gemara makes the obvious point. Gilui is not the issue for them, because if gilui was the issue, you know what I mean? You can lock yourself in a room and it still would be a problem. Right? Clearly the issue over here is chasnas. But again, it's so interesting because usually chasnas assumes that once there's a gzeira, it's usur, and here by beer, it's just a different gzeira.
Well, it might be because it's not for the issue.
Right. Correct. And let's do one more. Rav Acha Avad Harchaki Yaseirasa. Rav Acha would do even a further harchaka. And that would be what exactly?
Inside his house, not outside the goy's house.
Right,
further away.
Further away, I'm sorry, you're right. Rashmo Barbis Nikla Lemorganais Lechamra Velo Ishtu. So he went to this place called Marguan, and they gave him beer, but he wouldn't drink it. First they gave him wine, he wouldn't drink it. Not beer. Now, the Gemara says, as far as the wine is concerned, so the Gemara says, Shimsa, we haven't seen that word before. I don't know the etymology of that word, but Rashi says, Yainesach. Fine, that's wine. Shircha mishamai mishum shimsa to shimsa, right? Residual. Right? He feels that you start with beer, it's going to end into wine. Okay. Tomorrow we'll finish up our beer discussion and we'll move on to the Gemara.
Don't
bring anyone. Six-pack tomorrow. I'll discuss a little more halacha in terms of beer. And also tomorrow discuss a little bit about halachas about wine as well. Right, I didn't give enough.
I mean, any liquid should be
enough halacha. Rabbi Chananya ben Nachash Amar Tzadik Baruch Hu Zakhi Sofi Chachir Bam Torah Mitzvah Shenemar Anai Chafetz Amansi Kol Yagdil Torah V'Yadir.